tell us about the tale of teams that lose their top receiver and don't seem to make the transition to a secondary receiver who can step up.
Well, I think Kansas City's been looking for those wide receivers, but the problem with yesterday for Kansas City is that they had to go to double tight to protect the quarterback, which limits what you can do in the passing game. They rushed Larry Johnson 26 or 27 times. I think he had 126 yards rushing, but I'll tell you, those were real tough yardage. But if you're going to be successful, you talk about depth in the National Football League. All you have to do is look at Carolina, right? You know, they lose Smith, and where are they? They are 0-2. And so you need to find somebody who can make some plays. I mean, you get down in these ball games that are close ball games, it gets down to a couple of plays that makes the difference whether you win or lose. And the team that makes the plays got the best shot at winning. But you have to have somebody to step in. Trent Green goes down, Damon Heward comes in. He hadn't started the game, Nick, in 6 years. They say, well, he did play some games. Well, that's 6 years ago. My, you can forget a lot of things in 6 years. but they limited what they wanted him to do. They wanted to take the pressure off of him, all quick passes, safe passes, and he was able to accomplish that. The problem was they couldn't get into the end zone. But here, I think about this, and you've been up there many times with the Chiefs. If you said, listen, we're going to hold the Denver Broncos from getting into the end zone and scoring a touchdown, and what do you think the chances are of winning? You'd probably say, cool, we're going to win. Well, that's what they did. They didn't score a touchdown against Kansas City's defense, yet they could only muster up 6 points, and they win in overtime by a score of 9-6, Denver does.